We're live.
Thank you.
Greetings in the name of the Most High. Yeah, we're supposed to be getting down the journey of our lives, and they've been canceled. And but the lives are not supposed to be canceled, because each life is like a universe unto God, or, you know, a sovereign being that has a built-in plan, you know, to live out. And so each being has a trajectory, and, you know, things that will happen to that person, and how they'll overcome, or they won't, or they'll, you know, the struggles they'll have. And also, you know, the celebrations, the good things, the bad things, and all that make up a life. Could you remove that Gestapo light? Sorry, that's a light right there. And so the idea that a few of these... Perfect. These psycho retards could... another, you know, one of those. Is that full, or...
What?
That coffee there?
No, I'll get you another one.
Okay, anyway, so we have a life that has a beginning, middle, and end, and has a... has the, you know, the hairs on our head numbered, and our steps numbered, and our years numbered. And the idea that a few psychopaths, and also, you know, the mentally retarded among us who tend to go into the sciences and so forth, I don't know why they, I guess to make up for their feeling of insecurity, right, with their kids or something. So that they want to dictate to everybody what they're going to do and how they have charge of our lives, because they are superior in some way. They are more knowledgeable. They know about science. They know what's best for us. And you heard the incredible hubris about this gene therapy, which is, you know, which now Biden has promoted a mass psychosis over the entire world to get the vaccine or be punished. And you know, to be jailed, to be punished, to be hurt, to be, you know, just insane evil. Insane evil. Because someone doesn't want a gene therapy. What the purpose of the gene therapy is, according to the WHO and you know, according to the experts, is they've admitted, according to the head of Pfizer, at least, the whole purpose of it was that the human race has genetic defects and needs to be fixed. That's the foundational impetus, or the aspect behind promoting a vaccine that such as this. It's for the purpose of gene manipulation. And when people said, well, it doesn't get into the cell wall, it doesn't get into the nucleus of the cell, I'm sorry, I beg to differ, but it basically rewrites, along with future boosters and jabs and other things they're going to do, it rewrites the genetic code to a certain extent. And what they're trying to do is overwrite the bad things that are in there, according to them. And of course, you have to look at them as retarded. I know people want to look at them as the best and the brightest, but they're really the stupidest and the most compliant and gullible among us. And then among those, there are many that are psychopaths, which basically just, you know, get pleasure out of doing people in and enjoy it and get a perverse, you know, pleasure. But none of this has anything to do with God's plan for, you know, progress, for the progressing of souls throughout these lives, that each one being, you know, preordained in a sense. And so, looking at it from that perspective, then, and the incredible insult these people are to God, and the incredible insult they are to humanity, thinking themselves wise, they are fools. Thinking themselves as smart, they are stupid. And when they say things like the human genome needs to be fixed, and that these gene therapies are going to get added, and that if you don't take the vaccine, bad things are going to happen to you. That's pure evil, fascist evil, and must be stood against fellow citizens, not against just people in charge of law enforcement, But a fellow citizen with that view must be disavowed of that with extreme prejudice, I might add. Because, you see, they're programmed. And they're programmed not... They don't really care if you take the jab or not. All they care about is that you're going to be tortured and killed. That's what they get pleasure out of. And that's what they want to see. And so you find yourself in this, and you go, well, how could they have been human? They are not human. These people, you know, half of them anyway, have no connection to the Most High God, have no connection to spirit, to soul, to source. Nothing. They have nothing. All they have is their programming, and they will just do what they're programmed to do. That's all they're going to do. They're not going to have a big epiphany. They're not going to have a big revelation. They're not going to suddenly start loving people. They're going to keep on trying to punish man and punish man and punish man till their last breath and to exact as much pain on humankind as physically possible. And that's really the whole point of these, you know, COVID cowboys. You know, they're basically retards. And, you know, Fauci is one of the biggest idiots that ever drew breath. And he's functionally illiterate. He's scientifically illiterate. I'm not even sure he knows how to read. But I mean, I do know one thing, that he's the paymaster, you know, paying for gain of function research to launch viruses, and they have lots of them in the queue, to interrupt humanity, to stop God's life, really, because God is living through his creation. And so this is an attack on God via humanity with the idea that they've stopped it from going forward. And the problem with that is that you can see the problem with that. You're talking about the Almighty, you know, the source, the force of the universe, which they have no, I mean, they're considered like a gnat on the hindquarters of an elephant. You know what I mean? They're considered nothing. And their little rebellion here, all that's done is put them in the crosshairs of the Most High, who will exterminate them, even if it has to come from Russia and some kind of nuclear, you know, war to get rid of them, that God may trigger that, or if it has to come from holy angels. But one thing I do know is that the people were completely, you know, unfairly duped, but you have to understand many of them are cowards. They have no interest in fighting back. They want to wear their masks. They want to please their masters. And they want people to be punished who don't go along. And what they fail to understand is that the gene therapy that they're introducing completely destroys the immune system after a few jabs anyway. And so that people are now completely dependent upon the government for their immune system, which is a pretty lousy deal if you ask me, wouldn't be something I'd want to do. And I think you're going to start seeing, I think we have 450,000 deaths from COVID and 200 million people vaccinated. And those numbers are expected to go up from the deaths, from the vaccines and everything else. It should get much higher. And these psychopaths have basically done it. And they've even managed to, through groupthink and through behavior modification techniques, they have managed to, blame people that haven't taken the medicine for its failure, which is another kind of interesting thing. The people didn't take the medicine, the unvaxxed, let's say, they're basically no more a threat than they would have been if you're vaccinated. You don't have a threat from unvaccinated or from anybody else. But they've managed to make these people the villain of the realm. In other words, that they should be exterminated. Literally, they're now talking about extermination. They're no longer talking about internment or, you know, camps in Australia. They're talking about, you know, basically execution if they fail to use their free will, because they don't force it on you. Oh, no, they can't just force it. Why couldn't they do that? Because it's a free will decision. Now, so far, I've seen them try to force it on kids. And that's really pre-free will decision. But if they don't force it on adults, you know, like take you to a camp and then force vaccinate you, then I would say it has everything to do with a spiritual game that they're trying to win against God. And basically, they can't vaccinate anyone because it takes a free will decision, because it's the end of your soul. Something to that effect. I mean, it's some kind of, you know, elimination point where you're eliminated from the Lamb's Book of Life. We've been through all this. You know, I don't want to go back over it again. I'm just saying what they're doing is, you know, staging an interruption of God's plan. And they put God's plan completely on hold and decimated it, and are now dictating to the world what it will be, with the emphasis on the unvaccinated as the real terrorists, along with white supremacists. And or anyone that believes in a country and the U.S. flag or the, you know, the USA or whatever, anyone who is patriotic would be also considered in that club of being, you know, terrorists. So this is the greatest evil we've seen, and the Fauci and other people have already racked up far more deaths than Stalin and Hitler. And they haven't stopped there. They're going to go for the full thing, which brings the question, if it's not supposed to be this way, according to God. According to God, it's not supposed to be this way. You cannot tell me that God's approval or way, or that it is within God's plan. Okay, so it's something that should not be there, but is, by some form of trickery, and that this is going to be rooted out. I mean, the Most High God will not tolerate it. I'm just telling you right now. I mean, that's, if you want to hang on that as good news, fine, but this society will be completely interrupted from one end to the other. All of their plans and everything they're trying to do will be, you know, there'll be a kibosh put on all of it. And I don't know what from what, but something coming at us from the Lord. And I think on that day, a lot of people will rejoice, because they will realize that God has not forgotten about them and forgotten about his promise to deliver his people. There's nowhere where it says, you know, that I mean, it doesn't say in the Bible, it'll be a third of humanity will be killed, and then another third, and, you know, that gets up to be two-thirds. That's a lot. Before all is said and done, and perhaps this is part of that, but, you know, eventually it comes to a conclusion. And like I say, when you see a child born or something, you see that brightness in their eyes and you see a whole future ahead of them. And you got to be kidding me. You're going to let these retards like psychopath Fauci and others take away that kid's future? No, it's not going to happen. But what's going to happen instead is probably great chaos. You know, I mean, that Tonga thing has me, you know, thinking about Russians' technology to be able to do mass damage to the earth and to people if they feel like it. So it's not time to start looking at that as a possibility, the fact that Russia is about to go to World War IV over Ukraine. And yes, they do have missiles that can take out, well, just one can take out France, you know, or half of Texas. So we'll see who's going to win. Anyway. Since this is not consistent with the laws of nature, since man is not in charge, please, since reprobate non-source man, rejecting God man, is not only not in charge, but doesn't exist. Does not exist. If you don't exist in the mind or the eye of God, you know, that includes DNA, purpose, whatever you're, basically what you are. If that has been, affected in some way where that's no longer functioning as you know, that which God made, then, you know, you don't exist. You don't matter. You don't have a future. You don't have any purpose to be here. And they might have figured that out. So, now I'm not the one that... it's calling for their elimination. That would be God himself. Would say that if you stand in the way of God's plan for humanity, that's a good way to get yourself killed. And that is exactly what they're doing. They've interrupted God and put a stop to God's unfolding process, an interdimensional process. And they've said, look at me, I'm God. Okay, so that right there is the obvious big affront. That right there is war. So I'm going to punish humanity, especially those who don't take the jab for spiritual reasons, because they're trying to have fidelity with God. To them, I'm going to punish 10 times more to where they wish they were never born. Ha! How do you like that? Ha, 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 ha. Behind Biden, behind all of them. Oh, there's nothing they can do about inflation, Biden says. And you can see him laughing as he snickers off the stage, right? You can see them snickering. They laugh at you with, aren't we ever going to get back to the... You're in the hands of psychopaths, son. You'll be lucky if you make it another month. You'll be lucky if your throat isn't cut ear to ear before then, if you're unvaccinated. Yeah. They're waging their war against God. And they always do the same thing. You know, I don't know where you fall on it, but I follow Jesus. That's where I get my information. My information has been 100% accurate, pretty much, maybe a detail here or there, I didn't have right, but pretty much the entire COVID reporting job I've done has been every bit as accurate as a lot of the pundits and a lot of the people that do the research. And everything has been spiritually downloaded because I'm seeking truth. I seek truth on the issue. The truth about, what COVID is and what the plans are and, you know, being allowed to do this in the lab. And now having so many millions of people infected with the Omicron is you know, it's just like another way of shutting people down. It's just a constant shut God down, shut people down, shut everyone down, except for them. Put the spotlight on them and their greatness and their glory. Put it on them. Look at them hiding in the shadows, the perverts. Look at them unable to do basic addition, basic arithmetic. Look at the people like Bill Gates. Can barely read a book, and yet he sits there like he's the guy that's going to approve all the books you read. My God, it's an embarrassment beyond embarrassments because they are not up to the task. It's not like we got the best and brightest of the evil people. We got dumber, dumb and dumber. We got stupid people filled with pride. And yes, they want to kill you. Yes, they want to kill anyone who does not comply. But again, as I said, they've interrupted God's plan. And because of that, I guarantee they won't be successful. I don't know how many people are going to have to die. How many people have, you know, died because they mistakenly got the jab. How many people have been, you know, sort of, you know, confused. Had you been listening in here, you would not have taken the jab. You probably wouldn't have, you know, you would not have complied. And in so doing, you'd have a better chance of having lived. You'd probably be doing some, you know, a Zelenko Z-Stack and ivermectin and, you know, just basically alternative treatment and therapies for viral infections, which is what was called for. Amen? I mean, unless we're really in a stupid retardville echo chamber. And so you're probably alive. Can't say that for listeners of other people's programs. They didn't want to lose their jobs. God would understand. But I think on this particular point, I think there's a line drawn in the sand. And I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know how far they're going to push it. But, you know, if this is, you know, if they want to make people martyrs for no jab, then I guess this is it. If it is, though, on the other side of this, you'll be in paradise. No worries. Just a little while longer contending with these people that I hope to God you or I never see again. Hope we never see them again, along with all their entertainers, all the people you thought were rock stars. How about those Foo Fighters, huh? Get jabbed or don't come to our concert. How about that, huh? Mr. Cool Dave Grohl, huh? Sure, he loves kids. And it's going to be short and sweet to the point. So with that, I bid you shalom. That's all I had to say was that they are interrupting something that is the true world order, which is God's, not theirs. Therefore, they will fail at it. That's what I'm saying. Goodbye for now.